Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Out at the airports...
lots of stories to tell here. Vacations delayed, business trips altered, trips home on hold because of all of these cancellations by the hundreds. Just a couple of hours before her flight all set to go back home to Orlando, Vicky and her son got the word it was canceled on JetBlue. So now she's trying other ways to get home.
Was able to book a flight through United, and we leave on Friday evening.
Did you try other airports or no?
I did. I also tried JFK and LaGuardia.
No can do. What's this going to set you back here in the end here?
Approximately $700.
She even thought about trying to rent a car to get up to Connecticut or Philadelphia to try to fly from there, but she said she couldn't find a rental. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at Newark Liberty.
Man, they have got to figure out a way, these airlines, to help people when these things happen. I know it's not their fault we got the bad weather, but something, a discount, whatever, at a hotel or car rental or whatever. This is just crazy. $700, that lady. There's roughly 200 delays, by the way, and or cancellations at all three of the bigs. Call ahead, folks, if she's supposed to be flying out today, because it's still crazy. Hey, remember we told you about that raid at the migrant shelter on Randall's Island the other day? They did it after a fatal shooting near the site, prompting cops to check and see, you know, if there was any drug or guns trafficking going on in there. Well, Juliet Papa checked the stat sheet, and apparently the place is squeaky clean.
Staff attorney Josh Goldfein says the Legal Aid Society is reviewing whether any rights were violated when the NYPD raided the tents sheltering 3,000 migrants on Randall's Island. He says other agencies are there providing services.
If in the course of doing your health and safety check, you come across something that requires you to call 911, then you can do that.
Police confirmed that no contraband was found and no arrests were made.
It was not based on a concern about health and safety. It was because they were looking for something that they didn't find.
There had been recent incidents of violence in that location. One woman was shot and killed. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, police have charged a 40-year-old guy in connection with a pair of unprovoked stabbings in Queens Tuesday night. Cops say Firuz Rajavob hid under the subway platform at the Aqueduct North Conduit Avenue station. Lucky he didn't get him run over. They were able to flush him out. Both attacks happened in Ozone Park. Cops say he stabbed a 25-year-old guy in the back while he was pumping gas at a filling station right there on Conduit, then ran to the subway and allegedly stabbed a 67-year-old man in the neck. That victim still in critical condition today. Rajavob now faces attempted murder, assault, criminal possession, and a slew of other charges. They took him to the hospital in Queens to check out his mental state after all of that. Well, word today that Manhattan Planned Parenthood will not offer abortions after 20 weeks. Shift coming as the New York chapter revealed plans to shut down four clinics across the state. Money problems. It has only one clinic in Manhattan, quite a shift in a state that has maintained and even expanded access to abortion in the 2 years since Roe v. Wade was overturned. The president of Planned Parenthood Manhattan, Wendy Stark, says we just can't afford it. The move is the latest sign of the financial struggles for Planned Parenthood's New York chapter. They're planning to shutter close to four clinics around the state, including the one over there on Staten Island. Already put an executive pay cut and consolidated job functions thing in play, but that's just still not enough, apparently. And Swatina put a really neat story in the show today. Out of Long Island, one family gets solace, another gets hope. It's after an organ transplant between a firefighter and a cop. Unfortunately, Mark Staunton lost his life, took his last breath around 11 p.m. on May 28th at Long Island Community Hospital in Patchogue. Poor guy had a heart attack. But his wife and other loved ones drew comfort knowing that a part of him, or make that parts of him, would live on. All of his organs harvested, kidneys, lungs, liver, destined to help four seriously ill people across the country, gave them all a desperate second chance at life. Well, that included a kidney donated to a fellow first responder here on Long Island. Retired NYPD Detective Kenneth Spaeth of Bayport got what they call a directed kidney transplant from Staunton on the same day. They say the 9/11 connection between the two families made it more special. They both did work, in other words. And Spaeth is said to be doing very well, was even able to attend Staunton's funeral in a virtual setup. Quite a story. Pretty good stuff. So where were you a half century ago when a French high wire artist made Manhattan
gasp.
I am holding the balancing pole in a south tower ready to walk.
It was 50 years ago today that Philippe Petit ventured 1,300 feet to the top of the Twin Towers.
On a beautiful August 7th morning.
And took a few strolls on wire fastened between them. This week, in celebration of this anniversary, the now 74-year-old will be performing at a church here in New York.
As long as I could move on the ground, I will move on the wire.
Petit will be crossing a wire just a casual 20 feet above the ground and will be reliving many moments from that day.
Philippe Petit and Pepe Le Pew still showing that he still got it. Go for it, old dude. Now back to those rescues. A mom and her babies had to be scooped up when floodwaters overtook their car in Fort Washington.
Ex-Fire Chief Brian Watterson of Port Washington was driving to work around 6:30 at night when he saw a woman waving her arms in a panic. Her car was stuck in the floodwaters.
And she said, please help, please help. I have babies in the car.
Watterson, without hesitation, says he parked and walked through the near waist-deep water to get to the woman. He then helped get the 5-year-old out of the car and then the infant who was in a car seat. The baby was crying at the time. The mother was able to walk through the water to safety.
You don't know how deep the water is. You might feel that you can make it through. The car can suck up water. Now you're stranded. Now you can't move.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Ooh, thank goodness that guy happened to be coming by. The search is on today for the guy who cops say ran a lady down, leaving her with a broken jaw while he's riding a moped last month. This happened in the middle of the day back on July 15th by the corner of West 218th and Broadway up in Inwood. Cops say the 57-year-old woman just walking when the moped just ran right into her, knocked her unconscious and broke her jaw, left her face down. Video appears to show the suspect stops for just a minute, checks on her, and then he rides off. Jerk. You can see images of him at 1010winds.com. Anybody with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Hopefully you'll see that video and they can catch this guy by the end of this newscast. Well, as of this past weekend, restaurants were expected to take down their COVID-era roadside dining sheds. But just taking a walk around the neighborhood on the Upper West, looks like somebody didn't get the memo.
There are still several roadside sheds here on Columbus Avenue in the West 80s. Eric Contagianis, who owns the Vian Diner, says theirs was a lifesaver during COVID.
It helped us survive so much, without a doubt. And I think the good ones that spent money and fixed it up well, they'll be sorely missed.
He's waiting to see if he's been approved for a new setup before taking the old one down. Across the street at the Consulate Restaurant, an elaborate dining shed with air conditioning also remains up. But manager Emil Stefanov won't be sorry to see it go.
We don't use it. We had used it a few times for like a private event, but we stopped using it, mainly for safety.
It sits adjacent to a busy bike lane. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, the city said fewer than 3,000 of the 13,000 establishments that took part in the temporary open restaurants program have applied for the new program. Many say the costs and fees are building up, and then taking down the structures each winter are just too doggone high.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. We'll be right back.